Westminster Abbey. It sits in the heart of modern-day London, a confluence of history and grandeur that give it a very particular atmosphere. How is an ancient building like this kept alive? By people. By the dutiful care of those who work here. The clergy who hold services from morning till evening. And the cleaners who dust the tombs of monarchs who are now dust. What is it really like to be raised in the occult? One young girl's true story.
All normal, happy family.
Coming soon to theaters. This is inspiring. We all love sleep. So why do we treat it like an afterthought?
Good question.
It's why Casper is bringing sleep out of the dark and into the light. Serious question. How much time do you spend each week struggling with the internet? Maybe your connection is slow or unreliable, or you live where there's no access at all, and you have to drive somewhere else to get online. It was the middle of the day when suddenly, Finn had a timely gut feeling to look up. What Finn found strange wasn't the unfamiliar face, but the bright green ribbon that snugly cuffed her neck. Most tourism brands want to make us live, laugh, love, and yawn with glossy photos of over-visited attractions. But Seattle Southside, a small, quirky region just south of Seattle, didn't have any famous attractions or clout to rely on. They say variety is the spice of life, a contrast that creates something one of a kind. Spencer County is a place where there's room for both small moments and big thrills, where you can find splashes of every size. The year was 1912, when Ben Hurwitz arrived in America aboard the SS Brandenburg at the port of Baltimore. He was barely 19 years old, carrying just a couple of suitcases with him and a big dream.
Hey son, it's Dad. The kids were easy. Well, other than swiping my glasses. We took him to the old Burger Shack. Remember when you split your chin there? What a mess that was.